Dear Florence, this is October the 22nd. Tomorrow will be the 23rd. And there's a man going into Saigon in the morning. So I'll tape this tonight and give it to him and let him put it in the Philippine box. And you can judge how soon it takes for the Philippine box to get mailed to you. I don't get mail much anymore. I suspect there's all sorts of problems. Why? I don't hear from anybody. And I got a feeling you write about every day, but it just don't have any luck. One of these days I'll get two or three letters. But I just looked at the letter you sent from the Lewin Roo sent you and looked it over again. And I guess those guys are doing pretty good. According to old Louis, it should be pretty fair. I had a piece of candy in my mouth, and I just turned that back to test the volume, and I could hear that old candy sucking. I hope you forgive me, because I'm not really that nonchalant. I'm just sitting here putting my thoughts together so that I can talk to you for a few minutes. I went to a movie tonight in the club, and it was some Italian picture published, I guess, through United States channels. Anyway, we get a lot of these made in Italy, and they're dubbed in voices, and the lips never match what's going on, but the movies are really funny. The people look different than I think of people, Americans anyway. So I guess they're all Italian second-rate players. But we keep getting these out of here. I don't know how they get in our channels, but I guess they're just cheap movies to show. But it's entertaining. Tonight was one that title was Kiss the Other Sheik. It was about a man trying to sell his wife to a sheik in Araby. And she turned around and sold him. And it ended. They live happily ever after. But I go to the movies about whenever I can make it. I got back from Canto last night, pretty late. Well, long before sundown. It's kind of late at 6 o'clock here in this country. You're not out on the road after 6, but we had to come from Mito, which is about 30 clicks away, because our airport is closed. And the sun's just going down. We fly pretty low and pretty fast because we're a little bit leery. But anyway, I went down to Canto and spent 2 days on an orientation course. And it was very interesting, and I'm glad I went. Kind of brought me up to date on a lot of things. So today, after 2 days' absence, I had quite a bit of work to catch up on, and I've got a lot of things going. I got to get organized, and the boss got sick with the flu Monday or Tuesday, and he's in bed. But I've got the PSA's office and space being refurbished, and I'm getting workers in there from Canto, and I'm building myself a building and a new office and a garage and a parking lot, and I'm trying to get people organized for that. And I've got personnel that's coming in and a little bit of problems. I hired three gals from Saigon. They were supposed to be interpreter translators, and one of them is kind of young, about 18, and she doesn't do very well, and I've been sort of sitting on her, and the other two gals are real good, and they treat her like a younger sister, or one of them is got two children, and she's the one that has authority, and so I talked to her about this girl, and she tells the girl that she better shape up, and the girl's father came from Saigon today to see if she was taken care of well, and after they got through talking to him, he came and shook my hand, and he said, "Thank you very much for taking care of my daughter. I am not afraid anymore, and she can stay here." And all the time I was wishing he'd take her home. But I was trying to tell her she's too young and she needs more schooling, but she don't want to go to school anymore. So I guess I'll have to revise my plans for her and put her someplace where she can get some training. Then I told you about my English class that I have. Well, these people are all enthused about it, and they come and we talk, and they're all young people, their 20s. The Vietnamese are not too good at organizing parties and so forth. But there's a girl here who's been, she doesn't work for me, she works for the OSA, the embassy people, and she's been to the United States for one summer on one of those school exchange programs, and she's learned quite a bit. One is that young kids organizations, youth organization. And she was talking to me about how she'd like to, she wished that some of the young people get together so they could form a little club and go around doing good, you know. Well, I said, "Why don't you?" Well, I said, "We've got these secretaries come in here to school," and I said, "You're here, why don't we start it?" And she said, "All right." So last night, after I got back in Canto, I had a class. And I had about 10 people there, and so after class, we were talking. I'm trying to get them to speak in English, so they'll talk and converse. And I was talking to them, and I began to tell them about wasting their lives, and they ought to do something beneficial for their people. And so then the girl, after I talked, and we talked a little while in American, and she talked in Vietnamese. And I guess she got the word across, because the next time they come, they're going to talk about a name for the club and some of the aims that they'll do. So maybe I'll get something started here and teach these people a little bit of English and some American system.